You're listening to SBS News.
The COAG Education Council has held a special meeting following the release of businessman David Gonski's second report into Australia's schools. Mr. Gonski has recommended Australia's school curriculum be overhauled over 5 years to shift the focus to individual student achievements. He says Australia's aspiration for excellence is in jeopardy and students should not be just finishing the year meeting age or year-based expectations, but with a full year's worth of new knowledge. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says he's hopeful the states and territories will pick up the plan.
We have provided substantial additional funding to the Gonski model of needs-based schools funding, which was of course legislated through the Parliament towards the middle of last year. And we obviously hope that the states will embrace our very important proposed way forward.
Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham is resisting demands to drop the standardised NAPLAN tests, despite calls from states and teachers to urgently drop the tests in primary and secondary schools. He's holding out for a review later this year. Chief Scientist Alan Finkel also suggested in a report last week that more comprehensive testing is needed. But Senator Birmingham says the latest Gonski report was based heavily on research and analysis informed by NAPLAN testing.
Because it is an important deliverable in terms of giving Australian parents information about how their child is tracking. That's why the Australian Parents Council, the Association of State School Organisations, the Isolated Children's Parents Association have all endorsed and strongly argued for the continuance of NAPLAN. And if we're going to move on from NAPLAN, it has to be because we've got something even better in terms of benchmarking the skills, reading, writing skills of children, and in giving that information in a clear and understandable way back to parents.
New South Wales Education Minister Rob Stokes argues NAPLAN is being used as a vehicle for schools to extort money from students and families. There are also suggestions teachers are focusing too much on preparing students for the tests in Year 3, 5, 7 and 9 and not enough on overall learning. Backed by teachers and the state's Labor opposition, Mr. Stokes says he wants NAPLAN replaced by a less high-stakes test assessing each student's progress, as Mr. Gonski recommended.
We know we have better technical capacity to do a better formative test rather than standardised tests that are summative and that are based on attainment rather than growth. David Gonski's report points us clearly to a better way and points to the fact that we need to act with some urgency because kids' futures are in the balance right now.
Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten is also taking a cautious approach to reviewing NAPLAN, saying he would like to see a bipartisan approach to improving it. In the meantime, state and territory ministers have agreed to work through 23 recommendations from Mr. Gonski in the report released earlier in the week. The federal government has given its in-principle support to all the recommendations. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.